Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
GG over easy. That's the podcast you're listening to currently.
Wait, why didn't you say hi de ho?
Well, because I did. I remembered that I said it after when after they're going to hear the. I said it, so I'm not going to double say it like I usually do. I remembered.
Oh, unlucky.
Episode 33. We talk about some stuff. I was getting some people are like, you shouldn't do that intro. It ruins. But like, I feel like aside from the fact that I'm losing my voice, I feel like it's good to let people know what's in the podcast if they maybe want to see if they're interested. I don't know. Some people are like, it ruins
the
surprise.
We won't do an intro. Here's the episode.
So it's we're throwing it TTT, spoiler-free intro, baby. Papa just farted, bro. Oh, my God.
Oh, dude. He has some... that was real because I like...
What?
I just remember that one he did like in the room, dude, and it was bad.
He puts me to shame sometimes. Hi, ho, everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the one, the only, the highly loved, acclaimed, infamous podcast.
That was pretty good.
GG over easy. Welcome. I was going to make a self-deprecating joke for us, but no, we deserve that.
No, we're doing great.
Yeah.
We're owning.
We're great.
Coming to you from a box.
Yeah. You know what? Quarantine came along and we're like, no, it's not stopping us. And it hasn't.
You know, infamous isn't like a positive term. It's like you're popular.
I'd say Rob's infamous. No. Usually it's your infamous for like notorious.
Like an event or like, so you did something and that's why you're. Yeah. Not like in the good way. Like, oh,
I think notorious would be the good one, right? I mean. Now I have to look
notorious.
This up.
Notorious is good, like Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah.
That could only mean good things.
Oh, yeah. Infamous. Well known for some bad quality or deed. So actually, yeah. I think that's pretty fitting.
Yeah, and it makes it seem edgy. A lot edgier than most podcasts.
Oh, we're different.
But see, if I say notorious. Famous or well known typically for... Wait, what? Also for some bad quality or deed. What the fudge? All right, never mind. Infamous and notorious are the exact same thing.
Then, but we don't want to say famous because then, like, we look like we're conceited.
Yeah,
on the podcast.
I'm gonna look up synonyms for famous. Let's find one that really fits this podcast.
Tremendous.
That's a little humble.
Tremendous.
Acclaimed. I think I said that though.
That's pretty good.
Brilliant. Distinguished.
I definitely wouldn't say
distinguished.
Brilliant.
That's not the worst.
Excellent. These are pretty good. Glorious.
That's not the glory.
Grand.
Amazing podcast.
Grand.
Honored. Ooh, this one's good. Ooh, illustrious.
Illustrious. It sounds like a vocab. Illustrious. Like
for some reason, I think of steampunk. I don't know why. Because I hear illustrious and I think
which
industrious.
Is the opposite of what steampunk
industrial.
Is.
Yeah, I know. Influential. Queerly.
Ooh.
The ripples we have on on the world is insane. Actually, Joe Rogan gets in a lot of trouble for that. Because people complain that the JRE, Joe Rogan Experience, whatever his podcast, obviously he has like millions and millions and millions of people listening to every episode.
I would die for Joe Rogan.
I rest my case. And a lot of them, like his biggest demographic is like young male, like young adult male. But like 20 to 35 is like his main thing. And people complain about his influence and what he does. And so when he talks like politics or brings on certain people and then says certain things, he influences him. And he got in trouble recently for a political comment he made about the presidential candidate. Well,
oh yeah,
assumingly the Democratic presidential nominee and the Republican. He said something. Mm-hmm. We don't want to get too political here, so I won't even bother mentioning it. But like just like that, he got flack because he said his opinion. And then that's going to ripple, and then people will be like,
"We would."
Joe
Rogan.
I can feel him, dude. I say something about 3D printing coal, and it was trending on Twitter.
Yeah, and suddenly everyone's like, "Get on this right now!" They're like, "They're a vaccine? No, this coal right now. Put that number one priority.
3D print a vaccine.
Damn it! I was going to say that. Damn it.
Yeah, if we have any influence, let it be that memorable."
To all the doctors listening right now.
Okay. See, a synonym for famous, though, is notorious.
Okay, but it's a synonym in that it's similar in that you are famous, just not for something good.
No, that wouldn't be a synonym to famous, then. I feel like you could go both ways.
How I know we're not famous? We don't have no check marks on Twitter. That's how I know we are not famous. That's when
I've given up, bro.
You take another step. A lot of people got verified, dude. Dado, our boy, dude. No, we're no longer.
We can't associate with him anymore.
At least we have one of us. One of us got it. Right up there, dude.
You were pointing at Shark.
Oh, that guy.
Hey.
That
guy. In the extended Dream Team chat, I told him, like, oh, sorry, dude. This is for plebs only. We got to kick him out now. Like,
we got to kick him out.
We can't have verified people in here, bro. Like, come on now.
A lot of responsibility comes when you're verified. Did you know, like, no matter what, even if somebody has notifications off on their phone, they get notified that somebody contact them.
It's super annoying.
That's why I want it, dude. Just start bugging everybody.
Like, hit up Joe Rogan. Hey, what's up?
Beep, 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 beep. Preeminent.
Preeminent. Isn't that pre-eminent mean, like, something bad is about to happen, though?
No. That would be, like,
what am I thinking of? Preeminent, like there's a preeminent danger coming.
Preeminent, surpassing all others, very distinguished in some way. I think you just mean like imminent. There's an imminent threat on the way.
What's the difference between that word and the word you just said?
Preeminent means surpassing all others, very distinguished in some way.
And then what's the word I'm thinking of?
I assume imminent.
But they sound the same. Oh, whatever.
It's not important. What else we got? We got to come up with. We need to settle on remarkable.
We need something that has alliteration because studies show with alliteration they're better to show it off. They're better to remember it.
The glorious GG over easy. The grand GG over easy. The great GG over easy.
Gargantuan.
The
I don't know
acclaimed GG over easy because we are a 9-star podcast, so I feel like is solid.
I thought we're 9.5 now, maybe even 10.
No, where's like 16? What are you guys talking about?
Oh wow, stonks are going up, huh?
opposite of the other one.
Realize.
I'll have you all know.
Bye.
I just set up my very first Charles Schwab account.
Oh yeah, dude. Me too.
That's. Yeah, oh, well, hey, please talk about this.
I just made a bowl of cereal. Like, do you want it?
Was because everyone's saying, like, right now, I'm getting stock advice. I've never done it, so I haven't done anything, but I made it just in case.
Stocks are,
I have no idea. They're scary.
You were C-Track, right, in elementary school? Did you ever do, like, the stock thing in sixth grade? Like, they teach you about the stock market and stuff like that?
No.
Or was that seventh grade? It was sweet. All I remember is like they taught you about stocks and then like you could invest your stock, like you could invest your fake money into a stock and then the next day it would show if your stock went up or down. I was like, this is sick. And so I invested in everything and it went down like 30%. And I was
Palomino. You weren't though, right?
I was Caspian. Well, yeah. I'm thinking this was like sixth grade. So this was like A track, B track,
sixth
C-track,
grade. I don't even remember there being tracks in elementary school.
There was, because
I don't know. I was in the trailers.
I was too, Mr. Ruderman.
I had the trailer adjacent to you. I don't know. It's not important. Anyway, we'll just settle on the greatest podcast there ever was, DJ Over Easy.
I like that one. Enough. Yeah. Why don't we just say?
Yeah.
That
okay. Yeah. Great.
And speaking of the greatest podcast called GG Over Easy, we have one of the greatest reviews. Oh, Mr. Fruit. No, we're 10 minutes in. Get it together, buddy. The world's on fire, but not our podcast. All right. So
we'll say
we have the 112 stars review by Geblin. Every week, I look forward to an exciting, coal-creating, sun-sneezing, video-game-talking, and just fun-filled podcast with enjoyable banter between three friends that can't follow an agenda. Really do suggest this podcast because it's the only podcast around that really deserves 112 stars.
I was like, coal-creating. I was like, what does that mean? And then I was like, oh.
And then it's you.
And I was like, oh, that's literally me.
I will say, though, we're pretty sure Claire is currently in the throes of the COVID-19.
No way.
And I have started dry coughing, so it ain't great. But, you know, it's fine.
But you
fun.
Don't go out. I mean, I know. I guess when you like go out for there. Groceries.
I don't know, Rob. It's like, how would we have gotten it? It's either somehow in the grocery store or like people delivering the food.
We so haven't gotten anywhere. Well, how often do you guys get food delivered to you? Like every meal?
Like once a day.
Okay.
Jesus. How sick we talking here? Like,
I mean, it's just all the symptoms of like.
See, but it's hard because a lot of the same symptoms are like, pollen. It's like pollen. Read the room. Like leave. But
yeah, hey, pollen. There's a lot bigger things going on.
But I mean, yeah, it's so hard because like it just takes one person delivering to be like not sanitary, and then
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, well, my parents were like, I was doing D&D, and I get a text from my parents, and it's from my stepmom, and she's like, Robert, come upstairs. I was like, I'm a scout rogue, I'm Claw of the Shadows, Robert is not even a real person.
Yeah, who's that?
She's like, this isn't a joke, come upstairs. And I was like, I can't. I was like, I'm literally in the middle of initiative right now. I just rolled initiative. and then my dad texts me. My dad doesn't text. And he's like, come upstairs. I was like, oh, shit, okay.
My beat.
I was like, yeah. Okay, I'm on my way. So I get up there, and he's like, we need to have a plan. And I was like,
oh, my God.
I was like, well, what kind of plan are we talking about here? He goes, we need a plan. In case one of us gets sick, we're going in the basement. And I was like, what? I was like, that's okay. First of all, that's like the worst idea ever. And they're like, why, Robert? How come like you have such the best ideas and any idea we ever have is bad? And I was like, because there's no bathroom downstairs. It's like, if anybody has to go to the bathroom and they're sick, they literally have to walk all the way upstairs past everybody's room to go to the bathroom.
Well, your point should have been, because are they trying to quarantine?
Yeah. Like if anybody gets like sick.
Yeah. Okay. Then at that point, everyone else would already have it because they're going to show symptoms 2 weeks later.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Like, well, that's not like, totally true, but
for the most part,
I mean, you still need a quarantine room in your house. Your dad is right. Everyone does need, if someone in the house does get it, there does need to be like a quarantine room where
Claire's been quarantined.
And we decided on the master bedroom. So,
hey, all right, I'm getting sick and heading over.
It has a bathroom in there. And then they're like, oh, yeah, that's probably like the best idea. Because then they were like, we got to like move stuff into Eric's room if anything like happens. I was like, why do we have to do that? I was like, just go upstairs into your own room and just stay there. I was like, that's just how it goes.
I think you just give whoever's sick a suitcase and tell them just start walking. Never look back.
Like, is Claire like have a fever and like,
yeah, whatnot? She's had everything, fever, difficulty breathing, dry cough.
Oh wow!
They went through I'm trying to look at all the symptoms. She did that, and then she called a doctor. And of course, you can't get tested unless you're high risk. So
that is so fucking backwards, dude. Oh my god!
And then the other thing was like, you can come in for testing, if it's like an emergency, like you have to go to the ER. And it's like at that point, what's the point?
But then, like, I'm just gonna go there with other people who might maybe do actually have it. So now I for sure have it. Like, you know what I mean? It's just.
So we couldn't tell. She has asthma too. So do I. So they like sent over an inhaler, and she's been quarantined in quarantine. I've thrown holy water everywhere. We're fine. And you know what? Been sleeping by myself these past few nights. Having a whole bed to myself.
Hey, I'm gonna
not
stop
bad.
You there.
Let's
just
got me in my right hand.
Not
I'm gonna
bad,
stop
dude.
You there.
Real roomy. It stays way cooler. Just saying. Anyway. So yeah, I think I might start seeing symptoms, but like there's been so many times too. I don't know. For all I know, I've already gone through it and I was just asymptomatic. Who really knows? But yeah, like if Claire's showing it now, GG, I have it. Like it's. But
GG, I
not necessarily, but I mean, certainly. Well, I mean, you guys are.
Not me, yeah, Claire and I. Have. Yeah, no. However she got it, I got it. I mean, we've been with each other. Like,
I'll let you know, I hand sanitized my hands after leaving your place because this always sits in my car.
That's right. I got a Germex sitting right here, brother. And this thing, white gold, practically. White translucent
gold.
Oh,
like, I was thinking about this the other day where it's like I started like weighing everything where it's like, oh, man, like if things go south, like hey, this hand sanitizer's like this uh-huh. is the new currency, like yeah. sanitizing stuff, like hand soap. This is worth a lot of money. I could sell this like for like loot and stuff, like if the apocalypse came for a good like an AK like that.
Well, like,
one hand sanitizer, one AK, dude, like.
I like squeezed some of it onto my hand yesterday. Like I think I got like Domino's. So like after I got my Domino's, I like squeezed some of it and I put way too much. I was like, oh, trying to
put it back.
Yeah. I was like, come on.
Oh
like,
no.
At that point you're done. Now you're going to get in the bottle.
Yeah. I was like, get back in there. Like scraping it on my hand. Like, oh, come on. Like not too much. Two drips. That's what I try and go for.
I'll trade you three of your chickens for 2 ounces of Germ-X. Yes. Yes, please. Take it all. They're egg laying
like,
chickens too.
What's your highest fever been? Like 100 and like one? Like how high
was it? When we last looked, it was like, I mean, this was like a day ago or something. 99.8, I think.
It's not bad. As long as, what is it? As long as it doesn't go 105, then.
That's like
well,
a light
yeah,
fever,
well, I mean,
right?
If you're like 102, three, 102
like
or three,
like
that's,
that.
You got to go in. It doesn't matter if you have the COVID or yeah. not. That's just too high. Too darn hot.
I don't think I've like been that sick in a long. I don't think I've had a fever like that in a long time. But hey, it's coming my way, so here we go.
But I mean, like that's like we're not worried that we're not really at risk aside from asthma, which some people it seems to be shown to like even in our age group, asthma doesn't play much of a factor anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm not like worried if we have it. It's not like oh, Claire's. It's just kind of like trying to reduce as much as we can.
Have you told
and make
your
sure
parents or your family yet?
Well, my parents are in Florida. They've been there for like a month. They had to go down there right before the quarantine, and then they just kind of got stuck down there.
So they can't leave.
No. And then and then my brother is here. We've let him know.
How's Ethan feeling?
He's feeling fine. Okay. Feeling fantastic.
That's good.
But it's crazy how this whole thing, it literally just so easy to spread.
Can we update the numbers? Can we remember that one podcast we did when we were like, hey, there's this thing like called coronavirus. Like, can we like
I don't know if you've heard about
this,
it.
Like, let's look up like what would actually like that. Like, they probably didn't they like predict like 10 million deaths.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, if they fall this, I mean, the exponential curve would have flattened eventually, but we're not on part of that. But like stretched
that
out
initial,
over time, we're getting there. Plus,
that initial exponential number. Chart actually doesn't look too far off from nope. America's numbers right now, which is kind of scary.
Well, the other thing too is it's probably close to what Wuhan was experiencing, but we all know they completely lied about and are still lying about numbers. America's doing yeah. the exact same thing too, so it doesn't really matter. Everyone's lying to not look bad. But
when they go like, we haven't had a case all day, my bullshit.
Yeah.
Like you're telling me, Pooh Bear, that not one person. Cough today.
Hey, who do you think pays for this YouTube channel, bro? Watch it.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry,
Pooh Bear. We love you.
No, well, that's the thing. Like, even about America, we have way more cases. It's just like in this case, like Claire probably has it, but she won't be counted because she can't get tested. Mm-hmm. We have a lack of testing. And then on top of that, people aren't being completely transparent. Like, there's a whole bunch of people talking about like hospitals will share numbers inside their building or whatever, like within their members and stuff, like every day or whatever, but they tell like mm-hmm. you can't tell anyone these numbers or all this kind of stuff. And we look at New York right now and it's just crazy. New York's getting boned and it sucks to see. And the thing is, if this people are talking about if this virus doesn't leave, like if it comes back in fall, it's going to be even worse apparently. So let's hope that doesn't happen.
Like because it's snowing or like what?
I'd have to read up on it again, but Claire's dad also works on the medical side with government branches and stuff, and he was saying about papers he's been reading and stuff. He's very smart. In fact, he's won some important award that I should probably remember the name of.
The Nobel Peace Prize?
Yeah, no.
that one.
Well, let me see. I think he won the Pulitzer Prize.
Dude, I'm going to ask you something, and I don't mean to stress you out, okay? Have you thought about your wedding?
Bruh. Okay, well, let's just get into that real quick. People, you can't get refunds for anything right now, even if we we're not sure what's going to happen. Maybe we should postpone it or change it or something. Unless the government says officially during that time, you can't have, because right now, let's say, because Colorado extended it to April 26th currently, which I'd be surprised if it doesn't get extended again.
The end of May.
Yeah. But up until the 26th right now, if let's say our wedding was April 20th, we could get a full refund because the government has officially announced you can't have gatherings of this. You can't go out, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I can't have no more than 10 people.
So right. But if it's
I'll be breaking the law if I hold this event.
Yeah, but if it's not official or it's just guidelines or something coming back, because you have to think, let's say maybe things start to slowly get lifted. August very well could be at a time where they're all right, a lot of stuff is slowly coming back. Maybe they don't outright do that. And if that's the case, we got to do it or we just don't get our money. And they won't deposits, they won't give anything back unless the very specific case of government literally says no, you can't. Because the dumb thing too is even if we do hold it, I wouldn't blame, I'm sure there's gonna be plenty of people who don't even want to travel.
Don't even want, that's what I was gonna say. There's gonna be people who don't even want to be in a crowd of people because of the hysteria.
And a lot of them, not only that, have to fly and stuff, and I wouldn't blame them for being nah.
Which sucks, dude. That's
yeah.
And then now it's in August where it's kind of there, but just far enough. But people think it'll be normal by then.
But I mean, even then, I think most people who
I hope it's normal and everything. There's.
I would love for it to be, but I don't see it happening.
2020 sucks, dude. It's a terrible start to the decade, bro.
I saw this tweet and it was somebody just looking down like this, and it was I really wish I wasn't living in a very historic moment in time in history.
It's all fun and well, but
no big deal. Just millennials going through their second economic collapse.
And then we still have to plan for the wedding, it's going to happen, so we still have to get
I know
for every
God, dude. No bachelor party. Feels bad.
Yeah, well, Claire was so we were thinking New Orleans, which, now is,
let me go ahead and tell you that.
Well, she was and it's also, really hot in New Orleans, Rob. I was oh, my God. That being would, that's not that's the least of our worries right now.
Yeah. Never mind all that other stuff.
I mean, we can have a bachelor party, but it's going to have to be one of those boomer Zoom parties that that everybody's doing.
You know what? You know what's unfortunate? That's actually funny because you say that, because I think it was Arios who joked about it. Not this PAX, but the previous PAX when I went there. He's like, what are you thinking about for your bachelor party? I was like, I don't know. And he joked what if we just all meet in Discord, play some games, except you'll put it in the DM and Shark will say he'll come when everyone's there, but no one's joining. I'm in my car. It's Rob's it's deaf in, and no one shows up. Yeah. And it's and then it just never happens. But yeah, and unfortunately, that might just be it. Who knows?
That might actually be your bachelor party now.
It feels bad. That's right. Plus, we can always hold a post just, a year later, be like, hey, bachelor party.
I tell you this, it'll be a lot easier getting everybody in there than it was getting my family in the Discord call, dude. That was seriously so frustrating. So, for all the people out there, if you guys have families who, don't know how to use technology, you're not alone. It is seriously. My stepmom was I want to have a board game night. And I was okay, how do you want to set that up? She goes, I want to play Quip Splash. And I was like, first of all, it's not Quip Splash. It's just Quip Splash. And I'm not making this up. She's like, okay, I want to play Quip Splash. She's like, all right, I'll make you guys a Discord and all this kind of stuff, dude. When they minimize a window, like I'm going to minimize my window Discord and I'm going to act like they do. Robert. I push something and it's all gone. Like I push something and it's all gone. I'm like, you just click on the thing again. Like, click on what? Like, click on the Discord thing. What does the Discord thing look like? It's the thing that looks like a little alien. Okay, I see. But how do I get the four boxes on the thing? I can only just see you. Okay, so what you're gonna do is you're gonna click on the webcam. Okay, but I don't see it. Well, you're gonna have to move the mouse over the webcam thing. Okay, well, I can't do it. I'm not kidding you. It was like that with my parents. So I was like, okay, but their parents, they're boomers. Like the last time they did this was like Skype. Like my dad still has a Skype. He's like, why not just do this over Skype? And I was like, oh, dad. Like, dad.
Come on now. That's so Dream Team 2014. Come on.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, so now I'll get my stepbrothers in here. And they're like my age. So I was like, this will be easy. It was like even like harder. Well, like my stepbrother, like Garrett, I'm like, yo, dude, like let's do Discord. And he's like, well, I can't download it. So I have to use the browser. But like if you use the browser, you can't see people's webcams pop up. He's like, it's just loading for me. It's just loading for me. And like getting pissed. And I'm like, dude, it's not loading because you're in the browser. Like, can you download like the program? And he goes, well, whenever I download something, I can't download it because it wants an admin password. And he's like, and I don't know what that is. Like, well, how do you not know what your admin password is to your own computer? He goes, I don't know what it is. Like it. So I was like, you'd never download anything on your computer. He goes, no. Like, what the fuck is my family? Like, what is this? And then like, he's like, well, let's just try Google Hangouts. And I was like, oh my God. And mind you, we have everybody in the Discord, all eight of us. And like, I'm setting this up. I'm running up and down the stairs. Like, Meredith and like, I can't see Mitchell. I can't. So I'm running up and down. I'm like, what the fuck? We're an hour and a half into this, dude. Haven't played a single fucking game of Quip Splash. Not one game.
Quip Splash.
And dude, and then like, I'm looking at my dad and he's like, my dad's like, why don't you guys just talk? And I was like, I don't know. Cause Meredith wants to play the game. And I look at him and I go, and we haven't even got to the Quip Splash part. And I was like, once everybody gets in here, I was like, I can't wait to explain to everybody to open up a new browser window, open up a new tab, and type in jackbox.tv, and to look at my screen and to type in the code name. And I was like, we haven't even gotten to that part. I get downstairs and I go, okay, so we're going to open up a new window for Google.
Everybody's like, oh, Jackbox. My God.
No, wait, I was just like, I fucking hate this. I recorded it. I recorded it on my OBS because I could not believe like what I was seeing. I actually have footage of my family like in the background playing Quip Splash when we finally got it going, dude. Like we started at 7 o'clock. When it got from 7 to 7:30, it turned into everybody giving up and saying, "Oh, let's just do it tomorrow." And I was like, "No, we're doing this now." Like we set this up. I mean, yeah, exactly. We're going. Like we're here. Like we're not giving up. And then like 7:30 to 8:30 was like trying to get Discord to work. 8 to 8:15 was going to Google Hangouts. 8:15 to 8:30 was going back to Discord. 8:30 to 9 o'clock was getting everybody set up with a house party, which my sister recommended, which I've never heard before. So I'm giving all these people my access to my webcam, my microphone, all this shit. And then from like 9 to 10, it's like just fucking. Wait, Robert, what's your screen like? I can't see it. Wait, we can't hear anything. How do you turn? It was like being Mr. Fruit for a day, dude. I could not handle it. It's like
Overwatch custom games when I go, all right, guys, here are the rules, and I get done. All right, you guys know what you're doing? Nope, I wasn't listening. Yeah. What?
Dude, all right. It was seriously like. She would anybody like minimizing, they'd be like, what happened? What happened? You would think like a nuclear codes were leaked. Like it was just so ridiculous. And then, so if you have any families out there going through the Zoom and or whatever, just know you're not alone. And I hate my life because it's just like when we have to meet up now, it's Discord and then I hate it. I hate it.
But you know what I don't hate, Rob?
What?
This ad.
Nice.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
Welcome back to the Zoomer Boomer. Millennial X or whatever all the
My
names are.
My family's full of boomers.
It's funny you mention that because I will be playing Jackbox games as well tonight with all my brothers. And same thing. Like, I have a brother younger than me, like a year and a half, right? Mm-hmm. Then I have one 4 years older, like 6 and 9. All pretty technological
pretty despair.
Savvy.
Pretty despair.
Yeah, but like technological savvy. I mean, like. My
Just
oldest,
there, yeah, my Bible, thank you.
Yeah, good one. My oldest brother is literally like an IT consultant for like hospitals. The one before that, he was literally like a cyber hacker for the Air Force. And then my older brother, there's a lot of older brothers. The least oldest brother, whatever, it's not important.
YouTuber.
He teaches himself everything. He knows how to like code some stuff. He does all this Excel programming, all this kind of stuff, right? And then my younger brother, well, you know, he's younger.
He cranks 90s. He's a zoomer.
He actually, yesterday, for like an hour of the Cash Cup, he was second in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, go on
so
then.
He's there. Yeah, go on then. So anyway.
Go on then, man.
All
go
pretty
on.
Savvy, right?
Yeah.
I remember like a year ago, I told my Fortnite cranking brother, but hey, like meet on Discord. Same thing.
Dude,
would have thought that he's never used a phone before. I was like, it's not this. Like, just pull it up. He's like, I don't understand. What do I do? Where am I? Wait, how do I? God. I need to make. How do I get in a voice channel? Wait, I only see. How do I join your? It's like, bruh. And then he gets in the thing. He's like, I only see like announcements. No, you gotta no, like scroll. And then, but I don't. And then he couldn't hear anything. And then he couldn't talk. And it was so. If that's anything of a preview of my other brothers. Like, oh, you would think it should be, like, a bada bing, a bada boom. Because they all said, like, hey, let's do Zoom. And I said, hey, how about I don't just give out all my information and let's play Discord instead. So like Discord we're gonna see.
And then like I was like, guys, it's so easy. Like I'll literally live stream like my screen, and like you can literally see everything. It'll be a big thing, and you guys can hear each other and like hear your webcams and everything. And I was like, and I'll make our own little family Discord. I literally have VND, Venegas Family Discord, and they're all added. And it literally just went to shit. And like,
wouldn't it be VFD?
Oh yeah, VFD. Yeah, my bad. What did I say?
The VND.
Oh yeah, dyslexia, man.
Well, but what if, but they're like, you know what? What if instead we just send out the quiz splash questions by Raven and it's slowly.
Are your parents joining the call?
No.
Okay.
Couldn't even imagine. Well, the thing too is like when we're playing quick, not only would that be difficult, but then playing the Jackbox games, I can't imagine how much would just go over their heads. Because I'm going to be honest, it's going to be interesting because I'm going to play it like, you know, like we play it.
Oh, so, yeah, dude, it was weird.
I'm going to my family probably super normie.
Very just like, normie answers.
Smile like banana. This is, and then I'm going to be like Harambe. And they're going to be like, what?
Yeah. Well, what sucked too is like this fucking stupid party app that we were using, like didn't allow me to like my screen share didn't have audio. So like I had to explain the rules and like read the questions and stuff. And then like everyone's like, hold on, I can't hear Robert. Like, hold on, Robert, what'd you say? Like, oh my God. I really hope your Discord call goes way better than mine ever did. Because then like when you make a call, this is the one thing about Discord that is kind of confusing. When you start like a call like we're in right now, it starts like its own thing. Like you can't just add somebody to the thing and like it creates off of that. It creates like a whole new thing. So like if I added Blue to a call and then added you, it wouldn't just add you to that little group thing. It would make a whole new thing that Blue has to join now too. Like, and then that was like weird because then it's like, I can't join the call. I don't see anybody. What do I do? And I was like, this wouldn't have happened if we all just joined the family Discord. I hate my life.
Well, speaking of hating your life, I don't hate this app. No, this is a running back.
Like, Jesus.
Wow. Yeah, we're rapid firing here. No, let's move on to a hot button topic for the most part right now. Valorant. Just Valorant. I know I said it weird. Not important.
I have never had to sell my soul more than I had to sell my soul to get into Valorant. And I'm not proud of it, but it was done. And it was worth it because it's sick. I have a lot of fun with it. Granted, I do get very pissed.
You get super. I haven't seen you that angry. Literally, it'll be like first game, five rounds, and it's like you like hear him in the background, like, and you're like, it's over. I Dorset.
I broke my drawer that like I keep all my keys in. I literally saw that. I was like, I'm gonna kick the shit out.
I was like, Rob, it's warm up
first game.
Yeah, I was like, it's warm up game, like.
But it's like, because I want to get like so good at it, and I want to get it's fun, and like I'm addicted to it. I mean, not I wouldn't say addicted to it. I like some aspects of CS:GO more than I like some aspects of Valorant, but it's still like a ton of fun, and I'm having a lot of fun getting good at it and teaching my friends not to always ape out, and that you can just hold an angle for a little bit. You know, it may be a little boring for a little bit. But watching an angle and having them come to you on CT side is better than just pulling W key.
Well, what do you like more in Counter-Strike compared to Valorant and vice versa?
I like that, like the ability, like the fact that everybody in CS:GO has the same ability. Like, I feel like there isn't like everybody can buy a smoke and a flash and all that kind of stuff. And I think like when you throw a flashbang or like in CS:GO and like you blind somebody, I think you have a better idea of if you know you blinded that person from where you threw it and like that they like can't look at it or something. But like if you look at the Phoenix's flash and that he just goes like and it goes around a thing, and if it is in your area, like if you just like see it, you're flashed, you know. But if, with my paranoia on Omen, I have to look exactly at him, maybe even through a wall and hit it through a wall, and then it has to hit him directly through the thing, not the sides of it. Like, it has to go directly like through him, his hitbox, and it blinds him, but it's not as good as the blind or easy of a blind to pull off as the Phoenix is.
Well, I think it's more powerful though.
Well,
because they can only see like 5 feet out of them for like 3 seconds, and they don't have a mini map.
You also Phoenix, have like you get full blind though, like.
I mean, but I'm pretty sure that comes down to the fact that his kit is very aggressive, whereas yours, you have ridiculous smokes to go along with your kit. So if your blind was as easy to use as his, then I mean, you would kind of be like, what's the point of playing other characters?
Yeah. Plus Phoenix is, though, like, while he does blind you, it's like, ah, I can see again.
It's also, yeah, it's very short.
Yeah.
It's super jank too sometimes.
And mine's what, 3 seconds?
Yeah, I blind myself.
I feel like that's not very
times.
Long, like, still. Like,
well, I mean,
it's a long time. You also have crazy smokes and a teleport ability, like.
Yeah. I'm jealous of your
old. I do love that. Smoke, throw smoke in front of me, stand in the smoke, throw smoke out in front of me, and then teleport to that smoke in front of me so they think I'm in my old smoke, but I'm in my new smoke, and then I kill them.
Couldn't you just walk through the two smokes?
Well, no, I throw a gap in between the smokes, so like there is like a seeable gap, like, so I teleport from my smoke to the other one, and there's a clear gap, like they're not together. Like, yeah, I could walk through them if they were touching, but there's a big gap between it. It's sick. It's a lot of fun. I like Omen a lot. That's the only character I've been playing, though. I'm just one tricking for the time being.
Yeah, I respect it. I do like the thing I like that Valorant does that CSGO doesn't is that each side has the same weapons. I like that.
I do like that, yeah, because then like you're not T-sided with the fucking Krieg. God, that gun is so broken. literally ruins like a M4 versus Krieg. It's insane. It's so dumb.
So that way it eliminates some of that, and it's more so just how you utilize your character's abilities, whether you're T or CT, and then obviously like your strategy, instead of just like, oh, well, if I had that gun on this side, I would have won that, you know, or something like that.
Well, and I also think I get very angry because like every game feels like a ranked game in the sense of like I'm trying to get like better, and I'm trying to like, I think like once the game is out and it has like a ranked and a casual playlist, and I play like the casual playlist like with my friends and like all that kind of stuff, and then when I'm playing the ranked one, it's like, all right, like let's square up, yo, like I'm gonna be real with you, like if I'm pissed I'm a fin to let you know, like it's like be prepared. But like if it's just casual, like, and that's why like these games, like, I always feel like they're just, like, ranked games, and even though they're not at all, because I only play ranked on CSGO, too. But I'm having a ton of fun with it. Have you played more than that one game that, or two games that we played, Blue?
Nope.
What? You've only played those two games?
Look, Rob, I'm going to be honest with you. Valorant has not been kind to me.
Yeah.
Start off with, hey, guys, I got you a code for it, and I'm just like, I don't have a code. So then I was like, well, I guess I'll save the streams. Well, what, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Hey, Fruit, you got a code? And I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'll just sit in the stream and hope I get access to then, I guess. And then I sit in the stream and I'm just like, why am I even doing this? And then I play two games and I'm like, I'm not going to play this.
Well,
do you not like it?
I'm already out. I'm out.
You're not out. This isn't like,
it's literally,
wow,
not
like,
even first week of beta too. You can still get in. I mean, but I clearly, though, if that's how you feel, there's something else preventing you. Like, do you just not like it?
I can't even get a code to get in, and I don't want to play on. I mean, other people's accounts are cool, but I really want to play on mine.
Are you sure you're not in?
I'm never gonna get. I'm not. I literally have done everything.
Check where
I
it says like you're in, like, yes. Where it says like it says, yes. You're out.
Yes. You're not in.
So I've given up.
That's okay, but I would also argue that, yeah, like you could still have time. It's not even first week of closed beta. There's gonna be plenty of time.
It's, you'll play it eventually because everybody in math class will eventually start playing.
Okay, well, it's a lot easier to say when you're in the game and you don't have to sit in streams. And you never had to sit in streams, so...
I mean...
I did.
I sat in streams, too. I actually got a code.
Okay, well, you sat in streams one day, and welcome to me. It's been about a week.
We all sold our souls. I can't believe that you're not in it. I really can't. I truly
They even followed you.
That.
They followed all of us, doesn't it?
That's what I'm saying. You can, like, you have to... You
did you message them?
It's because I'm not relevant.
No,
well,
we...
I messaged them, and they're like, we're having an issue.
I am.
Since when? What?
Yeah.
You could get in.
Literally,
I'm get you in right now.
False
right.
Information.
I'm literally DMing right now.
I've already DM'd them. I haven't gotten a response. I've just accepted I'm not relevant anymore, and I'm just gonna sit in the stream cozily. I'm watching Siegel right now, And, you know, hopefully one day I get in. But if not, I'll just accept my place as the least relevant player.
Well, I'll have you know, I was sitting in streams to try and get you a code. And then it's like, you got a drop. I was like, yes. And then I realized it's not a code. It literally just immediately linked my account, which was already like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wasn't like, oh, I can get. No, I can't give this to Blue. So I did try. I'll have you know.
But I don't want other people's accounts. It has to
well,
be
no,
account.
I'm saying, but I thought originally like they would just be like, here's a code so I could just give it to you.
Yeah. Like yeah, he didn't realize it was like an account. Like
yeah. I thought they'd be like, here, enter this on your Riot account. Not just, oh, it's that Riot account is now what's linked.
I don't like that, by the way. Just what? Like, just send an email out. Like, just like doing this whole Twitch drops things to get into a beta. I don't.
Summit 1G would disagree.
Well, yeah, like sure they
because he's hovering
disagree.
Quarter of a million viewers like every day now.
But like, and then but then like it's like, don't I have a better chance if I go watch somebody who has drops enabled and has like 500 viewers? Like that's what I don't
no.
understand. Like, what is
it's just
that?
A pool. Apparently, like as. Once you've watched like 2 hours actively, which means like for those that don't know, like if you have a stream up muted, like that doesn't count. Twitch knows you're not, it's muted, and so like they don't count that as a view. But if you watch them for at least 2 hours, it essentially, from what I understand, it just puts you in the lottery essentially, and then from there you randomly get it or not. I don't know. So
I like it a lot, and I think you guys are finally. Finally turning the corner of learning the slow and patient play.
You guy.
Oh, whatever.
You guy. Hey, you see my ace today?
I did see your ace. That was nice. That was very nice.
Thank you. I've had a lot of four pieces, but I never had an ace until then.
I got that ace yesterday, dude, but I choked. Oh, God, I was so mad at myself.
I'm definitely... Well, go ahead. Oh. No, you go ahead.
Okay, well, like, and that's what I love about this game is, like, I feel like everyone's like, ooh, Rob's raging again. Yeah, it's just because, like, I finally care about being good and, like, learning and adapting to a game, finally. Like, it's, like, a good feeling to, like, suck at something and wanting to be good at it. You know what I mean? Like, knowing that, like, I'm at this point and I know I could be at that point and being a way better player. And that it's just a sick and cool feeling. Even though I'm not trying to go fucking pro or anything, like I know that's not gonna happen.
Oh, I got signed. I didn't tell you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, dude. Like that's what
new jungler main, huh?
Well, I was like, all right, I gotta get decent. It'll be fun to learn. I can make some content, and it ain't looking great right now, Chief.
What are you talking about?
For those stands out there listening,
please watch the Valorant videos.
Okay, so but everyone here knows this though. It's not CS:GO is not a YouTube game. So Valorant's not going to be a YouTube game. It's a Twitch game.
That's what I'm saying. Why don't we just put the drops on YouTube videos? I'd be all about it,
even
baby.
Even if like
now, see, now all of a sudden I think drops
your
it.
Video. That would be tight, but that'd also be ridiculous. You know this though.
Well, no, there are huge like Siege and Go channels. You can't like people don't really want to see just like full games. I tried one today because people were like, "Hey, we want to see a full game," but I did like highlights, which people like. Like highlights are funny moments in tactical shooters. Plus, yeah. There's a lot of hype, so I was like, "Oh, at the very least, like we'll see." But not even first video was like it was under below average.
Siege
is almost at 100K. I'm looking right at it.
Siege is a great YouTube game. CS:GO is not a. Like CS:GO is only great if you are already deep into like you know exactly what's happening in CS:GO. Siege is like very watchable regardless if you know the game or not. That's like
CS:GO is super viewer friendly.
On stream, sure, but that's because everyone who wants to watch what's going on in CS:GO is watching it as
Dude,
it's happening.
I love CS:GO, but I do not watch any CS:GO YouTubers at all.
Exactly. See, Rob is a great example.
In this, because like I play CS:GO.
I like Destiny. I don't watch Destiny YouTubers. I mean,
well,
that is not typical.
The only kind of like things I watch with CS:GO is case openings, and you know what I mean. Like we don't want to be case.
Well,
opening,
shoot, anything. Right when you add in case, and now we.
I would okay. Now I'm down. Now all of a sudden I'm watching Valorant videos.
Feels bad. It just sucks because one, it means I can't put as much time into it. And two, I have no idea what the next thing will be for the channel because there's nothing on horizon.
I'm just looking on CS:GO up on on YouTube. It's like, it's all like highlights, like, whoa, simple hits this. Oh, Shroud's insane. Like, there's no actual CSGO content creators. They're all on Twitch.
Yeah.
It just depends on the, unfortunately, the community that, and I mean, CSGO has always been Twitch. So the community is always just
going to
be.
I'm going to Twitch. See you guys. That's it.
So everybody hop in.
Well, please, because YouTube revenue right now is like non-existent. But that's not important. It's bad out there.
But I'm having a ton of fun. I think it's a lot of fun, and I can't wait for its full release. I can't believe people are like, the graphics look bad. Like well, if you expect like graphics to, I don't know. I hate that excuse of, the graphics look stupid. Like, they look. I'm
with any
this.
Competitive game, the graphics have to be accessible to everyone. So,
plus, like, I honestly don't think they're bad. I like the art style.
I think they look great. Yeah,
but
they're definitely not cutting edge. But the art style is cool.
Yeah, I mean, they're not. Yeah, it's not breaking barriers or anything.
Now, do you guys see this being an esport? Like, do you enjoy? Well, now, would you watch this? Like, would you watch a TSM Valorant versus 100 Thieves, let's
absolutely
say. Like, you would
probably too, because like I've now played it and invested into it, whereas I hadn't with Counter-Strike, but even then I'd find myself watching Counter-Strike sometimes. So one, I'd really like to watch it too, because as a player it'd be interesting to watch and see what the pros do, right? Like,
and that's what I can't wait.
Yeah, like he's playing Sledge. I love Sledge. How the fudge does he use him? Because I suck with him. Like, he does that there, and he uses like that. So it'd be twofold, and that'd be entertained, but I'd also be able to learn stuff. It's what I used to do watching like LCS when I played League, mm-hmm. which I still do. But
well, that's what, like, I don't play League at all, and I still like to watch League a lot. Like, I was watching Tyler 1's stream yesterday, and he was getting like coached by like this jungle guy. And it was seriously so interesting to like hear what the coach says and stuff like that. And then I was also watching the LCS split, the 100 Thieves versus TSM, because I like to watch the big TSM games, because I know
we almost choked,
somewhere
but
is freaking out, like about to throw up.
Dude, that was that one was a series where I was like,
I was literally watching that, and I was like, every like series that I watch, TSM chokes. Like,
dude, well, they've been on the, you missed their like golden era, dude. It's not important. Whatever.
Oh, with like Reggie in them?
Well, a little. I mean, when Reggie was on the team, but then also not, like, literally up until like year and a half ago to maybe 2 years, we were like always undisputed, practically number one. And then,
like always going to the world.
And then Steve and Team Liquid got the Disney money. They bought a superstar team. We made some terrible trades, and it's all gone downhill. But it's not important. That's an entirely different thing. I also think it will 100% be an esport, because that's literally what Riot's designed it to be. And also, we speak of LCS. That's Riot. They have a whole infrastructure with League of Legends, with the League Championship Series. So I imagine they're going to do the exact same thing and make a big league with Valorant. And with their history, their experience, and their money, I don't see how
org is just going to be licking at their chops to like get into the...
Not even. No other game is going to be getting orgs like pleading to them than this game.
And I also
no other
think
game in probably the past 5 years will get orgs pleading to them.
Maybe
in the way that Riot wants them to. Because
I guess like Fortnite, but that was a little different.
I mean, Fortnite.
Fortnite was more NA though. I feel like
it
didn't get like the Asia market.
The whole point of Valorant is to hit like a finally hit like a global, because even CSGO doesn't hit Asian markets at all.
No,
it's mainly
not
Europe.
Even NA. If you look at CSGO's NA, it's pretty trash. It's
mainly like, Europe. Yeah,
it's EU for sure.
But so yeah, that's what I was going to bring up too. Valorant, because it's right initially already has the advantage of potentially being a global game, because like right
just
now
the name of Riot alone is
huge
enough to get people to play it.
And like for them, this is like, oh, Riot Games made a second game that's not League of Legends. Like, this is their first like true new IP. People are checking that on that alone. And then because like NA, really we've never had a huge FPS. Like the closest we probably have is like Call of Duty. Yeah,
I was like,
EU has
Halo 2, maybe?
Well, yeah, way back in the day. Halo now's a joke. Yeah. EU has like Counter-Strike. Asia has like Crossfire and some other ones that
Overwatch
are, like,
is pretty big at one
massive.
Point.
Yeah, but so I would say the closest thing we've had would be Overwatch. But aside from Overwatch, which right now, bro, I was literally talking to someone about this the other day. I feel like Overwatch League killed itself when they went to YouTube. I don't even hear anything about it anymore.
Do they still play games?
Yeah, like all the time. That's why I was like, wait, they're still like doing stuff?
They must have gotten so much money.
Yeah.
Like the money must have been so worth like.
But like, and that's it feels
Google
like they
money, right? Like,
yeah, but it feels like they straight up like killed everything. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know if they can, like,
come back from that. I guess they just didn't care that much and saw where Overwatch was going. So they're like, fuck it.
Well, I mean, Amazon did for the first, like, year or whatever pay huge amounts because they had, like, the Twitch, like, ticket or whatever they had and, like, the VODs and the all access pass. Yeah, maybe they're like, nah. Like, you can take them, Google.
But, like, I don't watch, like, if the esports event isn't on Twitch, like, I'm not watching it. Like, more often than not.
But, I mean, we kind of talked about this, too, though. Even as an FPS player, even as someone who's played tons of Overwatch, Overwatch League can be pretty boring or hard to follow.
It's really not a spectator game, for sure. No. You really have to play a lot of Overwatch to know what's going on. But that's why CSGO is so successful, is you don't have to be great at CSGO to see what's going on. It's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Spectator sport, which is why so many people watch it.
I think that while some people are like, oh, mega lol, like this is so boring and slow, that's what makes it a better spectating game. Because of the Overwatch, the problem is it's like no action, 5v5 death, ultimate, like what the fudge? Okay, team one. All right, reset. Nothing. Yeah. Whereas like Counter-Strike, it's like, oh, we see him approaching it around the corner, holding this, oh, yes, flash. Like the action usually isn't too convoluted and it's really easy to spectate because like Overwatch, if you want to understand what's happening, half the time you're just on the sky cam looking overhead, which doesn't do much justice. Because like with League of Legends, I think we've talked about this.
No, dude, I get that way with League. So when like a big team fight happens, I have no idea what the fuck is going on. Like, but it looks cool. There's a lot of flashing and stuff.
But like, I think the advantage there though is like that's how the game is played anyway. Because like if you're looking over Overwatch. Like, a lot of why you want to watch, like, a first-person shooter esport or something is, like, the people's skill, right? But if you're looking overhead, like
skill.
Yeah, you can't even tell, like, are they hitting, they're shooting, there's ultimates. You can't even really appreciate what people are doing. Yeah.
And you can see that in League, too, because it's, like, you have a 1v1 up in top lane, you have, like, a 1v1 in mid, and then you have the junglers going kind of against each other. That's what I learned about jungle, dude, is, like, you can invade the jungler and, like, take jungle, their buffs. Yeah, I didn't know that. That's what I was learning watching
Tyler. That's why I told you, dude, it's, like, 5D chess, and it hurts my brain.
So, like, you want to steal, like, their buffs and, like, go in there, but you can't go in too deep because then you may get jumped.
Like, well, yeah, that's why. Like, you need vision, ideally, or information. Like, all right, their jungler just did blue and just showed bottom river brush near bottom.
So, I can go into red now.
Yeah, like, so, like, if I'm near top, I can quickly run, if he hasn't done red, let's say, grab that. Or grab his raptors, leave one, like, counter jungle him. He doesn't get as much XP. Stuff like that. And then that's on top of the fact of, am I ganking? I need to be farming myself. Which lane needs help? Blah, blah. You're following summoners.
Another five-head thing about League I didn't know either is like when the turret kills the enemies, that's technically like econ that person's missing out on, an experience that person's missing out on. So if you're like winning your lane and your turret is killing those little minions, that's like a good thing. Or like, no, that's like a bad thing for you, but like a good thing that you're doing to like to mess up their economy and stuff.
Yeah.
That's like what I learned in the TSM game when they won game four and like rolled them. Or no, was it? Yeah, game four where they just absolutely
rolled
them.
That's what I was like, oh, sick. Like, all right, we're back. And then game five was just a.
Just a fiesta. Clown fiesta, bro.
Yeah. But that's why you probably heard the term like freezing lanes. You want to, for instance, like freeze CS if you have a big advantage. You can kind of manipulate the minion waves. Where if you can pull it back closer to your turret, but not close enough that the turret actually aggroes the enemy minions, then you can freeze your minions right there. And if you're not hitting them except for the very last hits, you're not going to push the wave really. It's just going to stay stagnant. And then if you have an advantage, that enemy top laner like can't contest and go in. Because if he goes in for CS, you punish and kill him.
Yeah.
And so if he gets too close or like... That's the other thing. If you have the minion wave next to your tower, there's no gank pressure from their jungler, but behind your jungler could pressure them. Yeah, so they have to play safe. They can't go in. They're going to miss out. Sometimes they can't even get close enough for XP. There's a way, like, you can deny them like that.
I can't wait for, like, those little things to show up in this game. Like, because this is, like, beta, I think there's a lot of things that, like, are going unhidden or, like, unnoticed. And when, like, those, like, when the pros, like, really get their hands on it and, like, start, like, breaking it down and stuff like that, I think that's when the game's going to get really cool. It's, like, when it slows down and everything just kind of relaxes a little bit.
It'll be really interesting to see strats.
Yeah.
Like, opening strats. Yeah. I think we talked about this a little bit. I think Sage is going to be on every comp ever.
I mean, unless they nerf her. The healing and the res is too important.
At the wall, which is so annoying. It lasts forever, and you literally have to put so many bullets into it if you want. Yeah.
The
wall.
Ice, dude.
And then this is what you kind of talked about, it, how there's like not feedback if you flash someone, for instance. Mm-hmm. Like with Sage, I believe that's her name, when she throws like the slowy orb, if you're in that, you hear like,
yeah.
So you're like, oh, I know someone's in the ice. But like every other ability, if you hit him with it, nothing. You wouldn't know.
You don't hear anything. You don't have any like sound cue or anything for it.
I think that's almost OP. Like you shouldn't even be able to hear them. Like,
yeah.
She has so much going for her. But
it's so sick though. Like, did you play League of Legends when it was this early in beta or no?
No. Beta was like 2009. And I didn't play. I played a little 2011 and then didn't really start to actually play like late 2012.
But like by 2011, like all the metas and like how to play correctly, like was already, I'm sure, like solidified.
No. Early years of League were fiestas. Because like what they did at first, for the first like 2 years almost, when beta started, they were releasing a new champ like every 2 weeks, nonstop. And these champs would be broken. They'd be insane. They'd be adding new items. So the game was just like never figured out for a really long time. You had rough ideas, obviously, but like even when you see in competitive League, like a couple years ago, I was like, man, like they figured this out. There's nothing new. And next season, they do a little bit, completely different game. And then next season, they figure out how to do this better, completely different game. Or like people figure out how to micro better or macro better. And
see,
it's just like
League still looks exactly the same to me as it did 4 years ago when I was watching it.
Well, see, yeah, it's like the more nuanced stuff. Like for instance, like
the very little things, like
yeah, or like keystone masteries that these people are using, or these new picks in certain lanes, flex picks, pick bans, more important, like how that works.
Like we're banning Sage this game, or like that's what I want to see in ranked is like, oh, we're gonna ban Omen this game, or we're gonna ban like this one and this one, so like they can't have this team comp.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if they didn't.
May have to introduce more heroes if that's the case. Then,
I mean, I'd be shocked if by full release we don't have more. I feel like they will.
How many do we have now?
10.
10. That's enough to do bans, I think. Whoa, did the team of 5 ban what, 2?
Yeah, I guess so. Or you
ban Raz every fucking time.
A Raze, yeah, it's stupid.
Or Raz, whatever. I don't give a shit. I hate her.
So we're liking Valorant.
In her kit kills.
Blue is torn on Valorant, but it seems he doesn't. But you know, when you get we'll be there for you. We'll be waiting with open arms. We'll help you.
No, you won't.
Yes, we will. Okay, well, he's out. You're playing Apex more a lot though, aren't you?
I like Apex a lot.
You got your gloves, which is cool. How many packs did it take you?
I don't want to talk about that.
I don't want to think about that.
Well, didn't someone gift you and you bought like 500 packs or whatever? So you're like guaranteed to get
Mr. Fruit.
Yeah. Hell
I
yeah.
need you to stop.
You bought 100 packs? Damn.
No, 500.
Rob, I bought 500 packs, buddy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Hey, at least you got them though, because like you're guaranteed in that 500.
Yeah, one out of 500 chance.
But you get the heirloom shards now, so I just picked the Pathfinder. Look, I'm sorry, Rob. I love Pathfinder too much.
Pathfinder's sick.
I respect it. I was surprised with this new event they didn't add another heirloom.
I'm really surprised too. This event is
What is the event? It's fucking dark.
Well, that's
just map rotation.
Yeah, I read in the in like the email or something. I thought there's supposed to be like a mode where it's almost like PvEvP, but I haven't seen that.
It is. You have to go. It's like a new place on
what?
It's only on. I think it's on
World's the newest Edge? Map.
I think it's on the new map only, and it's there's like this area in the new map where you can go, and it's like a PvE. You trigger like a PvE event, but I mean you're still in a game, so
yeah.
Oh. They really don't explain that very well at all.
That would explain it, because we tried and the rotation was just King's Canyon.
Yeah,
I'm like, well, it's dark, it's spooky, but we're like, I don't know if that's the update. We were confused.
Yeah.
And I'll say, going back to that, since we've been playing Warzone, oh my god, it feels like everything's a million miles an hour. It's like,
I mean, but I like it.
No, I don't. I don't not like it, but it's like, yeah. 15 minutes in, there's like three teams left. I'm like, this is what?
Mm-hmm.
In Warzone, you'd still have 100 people left. And
but I like both for different reasons. Like, I like that I always feel like there's a million people on the server in Warzone. I also hate that a game could take 30-40 minutes for a win.
Yeah.
But in Apex, I do like that it's like, it could be really fast paced and then a slow kind of mid game, and then like picks right back up. Like it's not just like a slow burn like I feel with Call of Duty is. Like, it's just really long. But I like them both for different kind of reasons.
I think, like, I like Modern Warzone that it can be so big, but there's so many people and so much stuff going on that, like, there's very rarely down points unless you're purposely just trying to camp. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you can always find people or like find something to do.
Yeah.
And I'm better at it. I'm better at Warzone, so I think that's more fun. And the third party, and it does exist, but I think it's easier to turn around a third party than it is like Apex.
Like, well, Apex, I think Call of Duty is also just easier to be at in general. Like, it's just very kind of normy.
If with Apex, like, if you just don't have your shields and you're third party, you're either like, you gotta hope that they have potato aim and you're cracked, or it's like, there's not even, it's GG.
Yeah, because like in Call of Duty, like, the armor goes away pretty quickly. Like, it's not as much health as like a purple shield is versus a non-purple shield,
and it's normalized too, which is nice. Like, you don't have to hope like, oh, I only have white armor, but that guy's purple.
Mm-hmm.
And COD, armor plates aren't hard to come by, and everyone has slots already, like the same amount of slots.
And it's pretty quick to like,
yeah,
to like put in three slots.
All in all, wish my channel liked Valorant more and Battle Royales. That'd be great, guys. Just change.
They like Lost Oasis.
Apex, at least when new Apex seasons come out, you can rely on that.
Yeah, for like a week. It is a fun week, and then it's like, yeah, we're Apex is back, and then there's just that one video, and it's like, and it's gone.
And it's gone.
And no one cares again. Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, Rob. We'll talk about that after this ad break, though.
Oh.
Welcome back to this episode of GG Over Easy. We didn't even say the episode. It's 34?
33. Yeah, because last week we were on our TLC episode, and that's TLC was on 32. So now we're on ABC Family, 33. And then next week it'll be ESPN, and then 35 is ESPN2, and then 36 is the History Channel. And then 36 was like 36 was like CNN, and then that's when you got into the news stuff. And that's where I started.
And then I'm out.
Yeah. And then it started picking back up in the 60s.
60s something was G4 TV.
66 was like VH1. Then like 68 was like E.
Yes, I love E. My mom watched.
They had some bangers.
My mom watched that 5 o'clock entertainment show or whatever all the time. It's like, mom,
oh, do 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 do.
Stop. Like, Entertainment Weekly or whatever. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rob briefly mentioned this about content on the channel, and at least everyone wants Last Oasis. And okay, the funny thing is. Yeah, did you not, like, I've been getting hounded like nonstop since that video.
I actually looked up Lost Oasis on Twitch after that. Apparently that game is popping for some reason. I don't know.
Oh, right. Well, the funny
I had fun, but like, what you guys don't get is like, that video took us, what, 3.5 hours?
Yeah.
I think I literally, like, at one point, you guys were
like, it was 3 hours.
Yes, 3.
Okay, my bad. So, but like, I literally, like, at one point you guys were like running off in your giant thing. I think I left. I was like, I think I died. I died of water, and I was like, I'm done. I can't contribute more to this video.
Yeah, that's the hard part too, is like, we couldn't even find PvP. And so, like, Blue was joking about at the end of the video. It's like, I was trying to run over, like, a car zone. He's like, bro, like, there's nothing else, man. Like, we can't make PvP. Like, we can't find anyone. I'm like, I know. Because, like,
it's cool and fun. Like, it has people really liked it.
It was supposed to be one-off, and it will probably most likely be a one-off. And then there were so many people.
I was
people,
like, I will do another video if people want it. Like, yeah, I'll do it.
But what would we even do? One, it's just like Rust. We're going to have to restart. And then we have to hope we find PvP or something.
Well, that's what I was talking to Sydney about it. Because I was like, we played this game today. And I was like, I like it. And I was like, but it's one of those games where, like, it is like 10% the game, 90% us, like, improv-ing and figuring out what we're doing and making somehow making building a thing the most fun and interesting thing ever.
Yeah,
which, when in reality, it's like just hitting wood.
In this case, just picking up.
Pick up. Christian, pick this up. This isn't working. I gotta put this here. Oh, wait, this isn't working here. Let me put this here. Okay, now it's working. Here's the good note. Can you grab me some water? Like, I like it. Like, it's fun, but then I can only do that for so long before I'm just like,
the most ridiculous thing, there's so many people in the YouTube video that was upset with me because they're like, what's even the point if you're going to make it a one-off? Like, what do you mean? Like, did you enjoy the video? That's literally the point.
That's literally the point of the video. Now, like,
I didn't make this to be like the Rust Season 4 is really just a game that I've done all the time where there's a new game, make a video.
When you see episode 1, that's when you should start getting excited.
That's what someone said.
That means we did a fatty sesh. And we expect to do more.
In this case, we did a semi-fatty sesh, and it led to a one-minute video. Or not a one-minute video, one video. And let me tell you, it took a lot of loving to make it entertaining.
Yeah, I like walked away from that. I was like, he's going to have to do a lot of editing.
Well, the next day, we were supposed to... I don't know what we were supposed to do. We were going to do something. I was like, yo, like you got to give me like another hour. This thing's taking... I'm trying to edit the last Oasis video, bro. Taking some extra time.
Valorant.
Or something.
I think that's what it was.
But I was like, yeah, like you gotta give me a second. I think it came out well, but
oh, I mean, I haven't watched it because I literally lived it. Christian, would you like to read our Patreon stands before I start these Patreon questions?
I'll raise you one better.
Oh.
And ask Blue to join in with me.
Oh,
Blue. Nice. I'll read the first name and you read the last. Are you ready? There's a list.
It's in the Discord chat.
Yeah, in the Discord chat.
You just gotta scroll up above the
Karibo. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Okay, ready? Putting you on the spot. Dustin.
Green Pete.
I'll read the first half and you read the last half.
I thought we were going... Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, I know, but like that's why it's a tag.
Okay, go again.
Okay, okay. Dustin.
GP Hash.
What?
No, like the last name. The last Wait, name what? Of Dustin. Like you read Dustin Briggs, and then Christian goes green, and then you go P. Yeah, that's why I said the way he explained it was very weird.
Well, like, to me, it makes sense.
Okay. One more time.
Okay, take three. Dustin.
Warwick.
Green.
Pete.
Benjamin.
Thomas.
Wayne.
NG. I don't know.
Brandon.
Smith.
N7.
Falco.
Maria.
Brennius.
GP.
Hash.
Hey, see, there we go.
Thank
see,
you,
my bad.
Thank you, Big Sexy Omega Arts,
I was like, just, you like do the second half. And to me, I was looking at the name, but then I realized how that was confusing.
Yeah, you should like first and last. So I thought you were like going like this way.
I thought you were
trying to sandwich it.
Well, I'm not a teacher. Instructions unclear.
So this first question is from Jacqueline. If you could be able to read, write, speak just one language in an instant, what would it be?
Japanese, so I can understand anime.
I was gonna say Japanese, so I could watch anime in its true form. no dub, no sub. It's just a show. Oh. You know what I mean?
I part of me once would say Korean because I really want to watch Parasite without subtitles one day.
Just Parasite.
Yeah, that movie is one of the best movies I've ever
seen.
Like,
oh, so why are you trying to learn Korean? Like, you going into the family? You moving there? Oh, no, I just want to watch Parasite for the first, like, just one time.
That actually wouldn't be bad because, one, you have the LCK, like, the best League of Legends players, obviously, in Korea. So I could watch that and understand.
Do you watch LCKs or no?
Usually, I'll watch highlights sometimes, but usually I just keep up on just news so that, like, when Worlds comes around, I know, like, who's the best or whatever.
Do they do sub and dub for, like, that? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, for a while before Overwatch League, it was Monte Cristo and Doa. They were the ones in Korea doing the English cast.
Oh.
But they got that. They got K-pop. I haven't watched any of these, but Claire says they have good Korean dramas. So I don't know. TV, like,
Claire and her actual Korean soaps.
Man. She loves Korean soaps and Chinese soaps. I don't get it. Because I'll go on Netflix. Because we share an account and it's like recommended for you, and I'm like, what is this? None of it's English. It's just like random bizarre. I'm like, so I think that would, you were a bit memey, you know, literally just for Parasite, but I think it would actually be good idea.
Plus, we're all maybe like Japanese, like that. Even
well, yeah, I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
And then they also have a second question attached to this. Similarly, if you could play any instrument like a pro, what would it be? I would love
the world's tiniest violin.
Oh, shut up. I would play that for you all the time. My would be the piano. If you can play the piano like really well, you can play any instrument really well, is what I hear. And I think the piano is really cool. You can do a lot of things with it. But I'm an idiot and I don't know anything. The closest thing I've ever learned to playing an instrument is this bad boy right here.
Oh, I know what he's pulling out.
I've had her now for about...
Yep. and there it is.
She's going on a couple years now. A lot of wear and tear on her. A lot of throwing on this thing. Believe it or not, these things take a real good beating.
No whammy bar, though.
Yeah, that broke. I literally, I remember like...
I wonder I was playing, why.
Well, I was trying to stream Guitar Hero, and my guitar wasn't working. And I was like, what the fuck is like, it kept so like tearing saying off the whammy bar to help. So I was like, I just saw the whammy bar and I just grabbed it, ripped it off and threw it. And I was like, we're not playing Guitar Hero.
Poor guitar.
But it works, I think.
Blue, what instrument would you play?
I mean, I already play a couple.
This is new Blue Lore. Hit us with it.
I never knew
you played Instrumentes.
This is I mean, I'm probably not good at it anymore, but I played guitar. Drums shortly. I know how to play bass. I mean, I don't think I know how to anymore. It's been a while, so I have to learn a lot. Yes, Rob.
How come when you play a bass, you have to do this and you can't strum down on a bass? Why do you have to go up?
I mean, you could strum on a bass if you want. It's just generally people do it because they want like more control over. There's less strings to pluck. So there's less fingers you need to. You don't have to strum a whole bass. Boom, 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 boom. Two fingers and you have half the bass's like strings on your access to you. So it's like it's kind of a preference thing. You could easily strum the bass if you wanted, but you would look like a total
tool. But does it make that like sound different? You look like a total tool.
You would absolutely look like a total tool.
Not only are you playing the bass, you're also strumming it down.
Oh, it's like you're finger picking guitar, right? You're doing it to get like more resonance on like a bigger, you're plucking something, right? And mm-hmm. when you strum something, you don't get the same sound from it.
Same. So you played all those instruments?
I don't think I play them well, but probably the only one I play pretty decent is guitar. If I really wanted to, I don't know like what.
Well, next time I see you, I'm gonna be like, what is this?
Where'd that go from?
Those were really the only three I ever wanted to play, so I don't know if I would really want to play.
Are you like one of those people who guys guitar like, oh no, I don't want, you're my wonder.
that's not what I would do.
My wonder, whoa.
Like, I'm not prepared. 2 days going.
All right, here's Freebird.
Freebird.
I don't know if I could really do this, guys.
Probably
like, as you're listening, like
I mean, I'm not really like you're putting a fret on it. Like,
oh, if I gave you a guitar and I tuned it all out of whack, could you tune it?
Yeah, I could tune it.
Okay, so yeah, you're smart.
That's not smart. That's just okay.
No, that's smart.
You're really over. Okay. Anyways, back to the topic. I don't know. Probably like I'd rather play like a band instrument, like any like horns or like trumpets or anything like that. So maybe something like that would
like
be
a saxophone.
Yeah, like a saxophone.
No, some jazz you can't instrument. Take my kinda, idea.
That would be kind of tight. I would be cool for that. Okay,
I think
it's Sinatra over here. Of course, you would pick that. Okay, please tell us what your instrument would be.
It would be a saxophone.
Yep.
Yeah, dude, the saxophone was cool until my little brother started playing it, and that was literally all I heard growing up in middle school.
It's
was
deep, filled with
it
soul.
Sounds like a fart.
No. Real nice.
Like, I sure? like to grab it and go, because you have to, like, blow it weird. Like, I don't get why I can't just go, like, but you gotta put your lips like this, and then you blow into it.
And then you go, what do you mean? You already know how to do it. Wow. Incredible.
Well, yeah, because I would literally just grab it and go, and just blow my little brother. Don't do that!
I did try very shortly to do band in sixth grade. I had the trumpet. That lasted 2 days. It was
how did you
like,
sound the trumpet?
I don't know. They get and then it was sound wouldn't come out. I kept going like red and like about to pass out. I couldn't keep my breath. I wouldn't make noise. I'm like, I give up.
I
best decision
like,
ever made.
You're doing band and you're like, okay.
I returned it. I said, give me that. Took the recorder.
This is a C note.
I have no idea, but I knew how to play Hot Cross Buns. Oh, and Mary had a little lamb.
That's Hot Cross Buns, not Mary had a little lamb.
Mary had a little lamb.
This next question is actually from one of the Patreon supporters, Dustin Rarich, one of the producers. What is everyone's favorite video game weapon? Gun, sword, and floppy dill blank are all on the table. I think that's a Saints Row weapon. So.
Oh. I was about to choose that one.
I'll start. It's not my favorite game at all, but I think it's one of the coolest guns ever. The Lancer from Gears of War is easily still like one of my favorite weapons ever. That's so sick. Like, I remember the first time like chainsawing a locust. I was like 9 or 10. I was like, yes!
So that's where it all
and
went
then, like,
wrong.
You could do that. There's this one glitch you could do when like it first came out before any patches. It's like you could get a Lancer and like still like do the Gears of War run, but also still have your Lancer like propped up. So you could literally like just sprint to somebody and it would literally go like just literally cutting them in half. It was the best till they patched it. But Lancer for sure. Or Battle Rifle from Halo 3.
Well, do you have one ready? Because I don't.
Mine's a little more underground. So I love Killzone. I would suck so much dick if I could get a Killzone on PC. Lord Jesus Christ.
Is there not?
Oh my God. There's not. It's only PS4. Maybe, Gorilla's doing Horizon, so maybe one day we'll get a kill zone. But, okay, point is, I'm getting out of the station. I'm pulling it back to the station. Gun, it's this gun called the M55 Rumbler from Killzone Shadowfall.
Rumbler. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
It's so tight. The thing about Killzone is that gun doesn't do anything like crazy. Like, it doesn't have a chainsaw on it. It doesn't shoot like a rail gun out of its... is out of anything, right? But it's just like the way that gun feels, I've never felt a more
so
good feeling
alive.
Weapon. I've never felt a weapon that feels better in any video game I've ever played in my life than when I was playing with that gun in Killzone Shadowfall. There's what something just so satisfying about that weapon.
Is it a pulse?
It's an auto rifle.
Oh, I put it in the chat, Christian, if you want to look at it.
M55 Rumbler.
You sound like a Destiny normie. They're called bursts.
Pulse rifles, dude.
Yeah,
but yeah, I've never felt a gun that felt better than that gun. The Killzone has always had really tight guns. Like, the way they feel is, I think Killzone has like the most satisfying guns I've ever played in any video games. And the M55 is like an evolution of what my previous favorite gun was the M82 rifle in Killzone 2, which was basically just like a futuristic M4, but M55 Rumbler. That gun is tight. Feels so good.
Hmm. Now I know what to get you for your birthday.
A real one.
Yeah, if you could find... Killzone guns aren't poverty enough to have replicas, unfortunately, so...
We'll just get you a real AR and mask it.
That came out was like early PS4.
Yeah, it launched with it.
Yeah. Well, because Guerrilla made, I mean, Guerrilla had been making Killzone games since like the dawn of time.
Yeah, they were over it.
So when Horizon came out, it's like they probably. I think they're still good. I think they'll make more Killzones, but
Horizon until why do I always say that?
Yeah,
Horizon
always
Zero Dawn. I always say Until Dawn.
Now the Guerrilla that has like proved that, all right, like we can make a banger single player. Like maybe Sony is like, here's a bunch of money, just go make another Killzone if you want.
Have you watched on YouTube from NoClip the documentary on Horizon?
No. What?
You might want to, because it's been a while since I watched it, but if I'm not mistaken, when I watched it, it certainly sounded like they were done with Killzone.
I wouldn't be surprised, but...
How many Killzones are there? I mean, that's also
like the game that gave them the capability to even do Horizon.
Well, I mean, I think they talk about like that's why they had to do it too, and...
Yeah, I mean, even at the end of Shadowfall, they talked about how they wanted to make, like, not a shooter, so...
I'll take my bone. Anyway,
maybe was Killzone only like a PlayStation exclusive always?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was super popular. I mean, infamous. Because the first game was supposed to be the Halo killer for PS4. Like, Killzone was supposed to be like Sony's Halo.
Well, they both killed themselves then.
Yeah.
Halo was the Halo killer. Ass.
Halo killed itself. You got it.
And I don't think Infinite's going to be anything special. I don't. Sadly. I wish it was.
I pray. Maybe I can make videos on that. In the meantime, though, I have no idea. I literally can't think of anything, man.
Energy Sword.
Like,
think of all the games you've played. If I could say, Christian, I can get you one replica of a gun you've used in a game. Like, your favorite weapon, dude. It could be Cloud Sword. It could be
Buster Sword's
fucking
is cool.
Keyblade. That might
Buster
be
Sword is
there.
Tight.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I'm not good with these questions, man.
A Pokeball, dude. I guess that's not a weapon.
It's
a weapon.
It is a weapon for enslavement.
That is a weapon. I would say a Pokeball is a weapon.
You know what Fruit's answer would probably be? It would probably just be whatever the flavor of the month is of the game he's playing. In Modern Warfare, what's your favorite Modern Warfare gun?
HDR. He loves that thing.
Oh, I actually didn't really like it until Warzone. I'd probably say my favorite one is... The PP.
Damascus.
That's the camo.
Oh.
Probably say PP.
You're a Peacekeeper stand Apex too, right? Like you're.
Yeah. Oh, I love Peacekeeper design.
I like the auto and EVA more than I like.
Modern Warfare, probably the MK2 carbine because I like lever action. I like Wild Ooh. West throwbacks.
See?
So maybe, okay. See, that just made me think. Maybe McCree's.
Normie.
Dude, Overwatch, you barely even played that. I'm thinking, like, if I was to pick your
favorite. Okay,
gun,
what?
Like,
it felt good to
plasma
use.
Plasma pistol.
No, pot. What? No.
Yeah, noob combo.
You wouldn't pick, like, a Halo weapon from your childhood.
I was maybe going to say battle rifle, and he said it, so I was like, well, I can't do the same thing.
Well, I said, like, second. I'll put the Kingdom Key a second then. Over
it just seems too normy though. I feel like there's something I like more. I just can't think of it. I'm bad with these super open-ended questions, man. What do you want?
It doesn't matter. I'm joking about the normie thing.
Even what about Super Mario RPG?
All that matters is if you like it or not.
What weapon does that have?
I'll say it's either the Halo 3 battle rifle or sniper rifle. It's hard tie. There's a sniper rifle, the shink shink, like that little noise when you like zoom in. Oof.
You know what I never understood about the Halo 3 sniper rifle, and maybe you can like bust this myth for me. Did you ever like scope in from 10, and then sometimes when you went to scope back out, it would bring you back to 5?
I don't remember that.
Did it ever do that for you? Like sometimes I'd like, because like I would scope into 10, and then like maybe 1 in 100 times I'd scope back out to go back out of scope, and it would bring me back to 5. I'm like, what are you doing? I didn't know if that was like something like I did, or like if that was just weird.
You probably broke your thumbstick.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't even know.
I did find that MLG controller you gave me a while ago, though. When I was moving
stuff
in the garage.
One?
Yeah, the orange and white
one. No way. Yeah. That's sick. I remember I made that in Hayden's basement one night.
Yeah.
I did a good job on that thing.
I forget what... We made some trade. I don't remember what...
You gave me like a game or something like that. Yeah. Or like I think you gave me like Heart Gold or something like that. Or
I have no idea.
I forgot what you gave me, but like I gave you that in for like a game.
They were slinging drugs. We were slinging custom controllers. You know,
that thing was sick. I did a really good job on that. I remember like my YouTube channel to this day is I love MLG1 because I contacted somebody who made those controllers and I asked him like what he used to like make them. So my YouTube channel is I love MLG1. God. So bad.
Do we have one more question, Rob?
Wasn't bad. Wait, oh, you have a question?
What podcast wasn't bad?
This podcast, because I was just about to wrap things up.
Oh, I was going to say, we maybe take one quick question. Is there like a shorter one? A little rapid fire, maybe?
A little rapid fire.
Don't get me open-ended, because I get anxious and I panic and I...
Okay, this is a good one. From Jordan. Do you guys have a favorite thing to cook or wish you could make things that your parents made for you growing up?
I would say I don't need to wish that I could make it what my mom used to make me growing up because I can, because it's not really super difficult, but we just had all of my time. It was my favorite dish. It was penne pasta with like homemade tomato sauce and then some caprese. And it's, I mean, it's all pretty easy to make.
That's it?
Yeah. But it was always my favorite meal growing up. She made it. Ooh, and when she started cooking it with all the garlic, you'd always smell it, like the aroma in the kitchen. Oh, it was always great. So I guess that.
I don't have to wish it either. Mexican rice. I could literally snort that stuff for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Can you make it? Like, are you good at making it too?
Yeah, it's not particularly hard at all. I mean, I make it all the time. Just
I might
tomatoes, rice.
God, I might have to swap
onion
to Mi Tierra's
some cumin.
What Mi Tierra's
chili like, peppers, bro.
What is
garlic?
Blue, what is that stuff?
What stuff?
The Mi Tierra's it's like the cheese dip with the tortillas.
Oh, it was like queso with like chorizo or something like that.
That, but only if I could also make their tortillas the same way, super soft, warm. And with that stuff, oof, I could eat that all the time.
Well, pretty much every single Mexican restaurant in Texas. So,
if I could, like,
well, maybe... I mean, not every. I mean, there's definitely like actually like great Mexican restaurants make their own tortillas, like right there. So.
Tortillas,
like Cafe Mex.
All the ones around here, dude, suck. You go to a Mexican restaurant, you're like, oh, the tortillas, and they're always just the lamest, like store brand. It's just like this is. You're a disgrace.
Yeah, not like Cafe Mex, baby.
No, nothing. And if they are homemade, what are you doing?
Is my mom's chili. If I could, if I was really good at that, because then like you put it on a chili dog. Oof. I love chili. Chili's my favorite. I know it's easy to make, but I can't make it.
Have you ever had everything up. Cincinnati chili?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I actually. That's really good. When I was in college, one of my friends, he would make it often because he was from Ohio.
It's good, right?
It was like skyline chili, he would call it, or something.
Oh, is that with spaghetti?
You can put it on spaghetti. Yeah,
yeah, it would have like spaghetti and like a shit ton of cheese, dude. And like you could have like sour cream on it too. And oh my, I never thought you could eat chili like that. I always thought chili was just
like a little bowl.
Mm-hmm. Eat it, maybe
Fritos. Fritos is the most important part to cheat.
Maybe some Fritos tortilla chips, even if you have something like that. But yeah, my friend made this like stacked skyline chili. He called it that. My life changed that day.
Yeah, chili's my favorite food. Like I
love chili. My favorite would be pizza. Let's be real. I could literally, and I almost do eat that for every meal.
I literally ate tacos this morning, so I'm not going to sit here and act like what my favorite food is. go for something exotic or something. No,
I'm boring too.
Blue, what is your favorite place for people to find you on the internet?
You guys can find me everywhere at Blue Oslo.
My favorite place for you to look me up is on twitch.tv/RobbieV.
And you can find me at I Love MLG1. And with that, that is episode, I believe, 33 of the GG Over Easy podcast. We're still
typing in "I love MLG1" no spaces, dude. It comes to my YouTube channel.
We're still kicking it. We hope you're all staying safe. Wash your hands. You can have some of my Germex. I'll share it. Love you all.
Wash them.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.